Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week of broadcasting here on Political Coffee. Yes, this is the show where we talk about political issues of the day in a hope that you'll get something out of it that's beneficial to you, that you can change your world. And how do you do that? By having meaningful, persuasive conversations with someone in your world who is persuadable. Friends, do you think that with as many real stories that are out there about people having adverse reactions to some of these COVID vaccines, do you think that at some point more and more doctors will have to stand up? We're going to talk a little bit about that because there's a Canadian doctor who is being roundly hammered because he went public. 62% of his patients that he had given 900 doses of the Moderna experimental vaccine to, 62% of them were having permanent heart damage. Wow. At what point do you think it gets so bad that at some point that the medical profession says, okay, this isn't right? I don't think they will, because of politics, no matter how bad it is. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we have a great interview with attorney Chris Kaiser. He is from the Pacific Legal Foundation. And this is very interesting because this is about an Oregon farming couple who filed lawsuit with Pacific Legal Foundation against the Biden administration for their discriminatory policies. These are the Dunlaps, Eastern Oregon. And because of, well, they applied for a loan for farm forgiveness in Congress's COVID-19 driven American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. They were a little surprised to learn that they were ineligible for the program. Why? Because they're white. We're going to talk with their lawyer, Chris Kaiser of the Pacific Legal Foundation, for about how this lawsuit is going and what they seek to achieve with it. I mean, I can't think of anything more just antithetical to everything that, first of all, America stands for, equal justice for all, right? How is this equal? This is discriminatory and has to be viewed as such. But the party that claims to be the champion of all people, the Democrat Party, controlled by Democrats in Congress, now they put forward in the Biden administration a clearly highly discriminatory policy, that they are in fact discriminating based on government. It is highly illegal. It is highly unconstitutional and has been ruled as such already in prior cases. And they're doing it anyway. Yep. Anyway, great to have you with us. That's what's on our plate today, plus a whole bunch of other things. 503-589-4488. 1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. By the way, did you see the story in the Oregon Catalyst? The media, the Oregonian, blasting, do as I say, not as I do, Governor Kate Brown, for having an all-day wine party during the deadly hate or the heat wave, right? You know, that heat wave that now the Oregon OSHA has put these new rules in place. These extreme heat emergency rules, we talked about that? Yep. Yeah, you got to love that. Talk about hypocrisy. It is stunning. Also, there is another rumored, Willamette Week has a story about a rumored possible Republican governor's candidate. He is a well-known New York Times columnist. Nicholas Kristof, two-time Pulitzer winner, grew up in a Yamhill County farm. Well, he says he's been visiting Oregon, and you know, he declined to say, you know, how long he maybe been living here, maybe not. Folks, what you need to know that if you work for the New York Times and you're supposedly a conservative, you're not a conservative. Believe me. Neither is Nicholas Kristof. If he actually runs, here's my prediction to you. He will be the darling of the Rhino sector of the Republican establishment. And there will be a particular consultant who will cash in like nobody's business. And I'm not kidding you, folks. All of it never meant to actually elect a Republican. All of it meant to just enhance the bank account of this particular consultant who seems to have the ear of the Rhino moderate donors from Portland who keep giving money into losing races every time. And it is stunning to me that erstwhile very highly intelligent people who have, and they all are because I know a bunch of them, very intelligent people who have built businesses and become quite wealthy would continue to put money into losing efforts because they believe that if they just get the right candidate, they can win with a moderate pro-abortion message, pro-transgender, pro-gay rights message. That's what they believe. And if Nicholas Kristof gets in the race, he will be their darling. That is my prediction to you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, and we have callers, and we will start with Art and then move to Ron. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Couldn't help but call in and say I listened to a radio program this weekend. It's called I Spy, and he interviewed a Portland doctor, an expert, and talking about the same thing that you're talking about. And so it's not only Canada doctors, it's actually American doctors who are yelling and screaming that this thing is wrong and you need to beware. And so I just wanted to interject there that there are American doctors, and they seem to be the enemy of the state because they supposedly are putting out misinformation. And I'm just, you know, it concerns me greatly. I've been listening to a lot of programs that have had experts and people on there, talk show hosts like Dennis Prager, et cetera, that are putting the information out there and warning people, and we should pay attention. But there's a lot of lies going on out there, Jeff, I believe. People who want you to take this vaccine no matter what. And it's very concerning. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I mean, I've taken the flu shot before. And we also, you know, take shots to protect ourselves, you know, like for tetanus and all that kind of crap. And so all I can say is there's a lot of people out there that are concerned on an experimental drug that we don't know what the effects of it are going to be long term.
And you're right about that, Art, and that's one of the reasons that so many of us are choosing not to take these vaccines. That is an excellent observation. Art, thank you. Got to go because I need to move on to Ron. Ron, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
We're going to hit a whole home run at you. Number one, Mr. Kristof, you need to stay the hell out of my state. He's not a Republican. He ain't gone around and done the research around the people. You can't buy my way into my party. I will not tolerate anybody that's not going to listen to the will of the people and stand on Republican principles. Number two, get rid of some of the crisis probably right before Labor Day, because you notice all these rises where they're having this problem with the Wuhan virus all over the, like you try to make example in Florida and Texas and all that. Let's talk about the illegal immigration that's coming across there faster than cockroaches can walk in Oregon. Okay? They're not addressing that. And the third thing I'll address, I'll tee off the Art, you know, they've been beating up on Johnson & Johnson like yesterday's cat poop. And the kicker is this. There have been some dysfunctions with the, you know, effects from the Johnson & Johnson shot, but it's used a live virus. It doesn't have mRNA. What they're trying to do is cover their bums with these high abnormalities with the BioNTech, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and Moderna, and Pfizer shots. All those got mRNA. Now, the question you got to ask yourself, my brother, if Russia, China, India, Pakistan, and some of the people in the African continent, over almost 4 billion people or more, is not willing to take the Kool-Aid that Moderna, Bill Gates, and the Pfizer, and anybody else that wants to push the mRNA is trying to push out, like what we exactly from our system, why is there not going after them? Why do they want to hush it up? Why do they want to censor these doctors? And the answer is this, my brother. It's because big money pays well. And as long as the printing press coming from the Crypt Keeper and the Harlot on 69 Pennsylvania Avenue, they don't care. God bless you. Have a good day.
Amen, brother. I appreciate it. That's Ron's viewpoint. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk on the Register Guard, by the way. And you can see this news story on OregonWatchdog.com. The Register Guard has a story from the Lund Report that many Oregon healthcare providers themselves, the healthcare providers, remain unvaccinated. This is new data. No kidding. Dentists, about 94% have been vaccinated. Only half of the chiropractors have. And less than that for their chiropractic facility. Back in a moment with Rich, your phone calls. Don't go away. It's 620.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Just reminding you that we will have an interview with the attorney of the Pacific Legal Foundation at the bottom of the hour. He is representing an Oregon farm couple that is suing the Biden administration because they cannot get access to a loan forgiveness program passed by Congress because they're white people. I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. You hear me talking about Freedom Heating and Air, folks, all the time. You should check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. That's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. One of the interesting things about, and by the way, they're one of the proud sponsors of this show, and we're very grateful for that. One of the things interesting about it, they actually have DIY kits if you want to do the work or part of the work on your HVAC system. No kidding. They'll help you get started with it. They can set you up with equipment and supplies, including doing your own ductwork. Now, come on. It's the last time that a heating and air company, an HVAC company, offered you that opportunity. Like never. Nobody that I've ever dealt with has done that. But Freedom Heating and Air is that way because they believe in freedom. They believe in taking care very strongly. Believe it. They believe in freedom. They believe in living that in their business. They take care of their customers. This is why they celebrate veterans with discounts. This is why they celebrate seniors with discounts. But a DIY kit, pretty cool thing. Hot weather's here. If your HVAC system is not keeping up, you should give them a call. Let me give you their number. 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. Back to the phones. We'll talk to Rich. Rich, good morning, brother. How are you today? What's on your mind?
Morning. To dovetail into what Art and Ron are saying and you're saying, I always get leery when the, not Timothy leery, but I get leery when the wrong people want me to do things with the shots. The second thing is, on that respect, is there's a few words out there that keep being missed on purpose: ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. And then the other thing is, if this is so great, why do you need a booster?
Yeah, there is now some rumbling out there, Rich, that you need to get booster shots once a month. What? You got to be kidding me.
Well, they're changing your mRNA, according to what I'm reading, and I may be totally wrong, but I'll tell you anyway, that they say it slowly changes your DNA. So what's this all about? Is that why you need the booster? And then you have to put in this guy named Bill Gates, who's got a lot of money behind all of this, and he says, there's just too many people in the world.
Nah, he wouldn't want to, like, you know, take half of us out, would he?
You mean, well, I didn't say doubt. I'm just saying, look what he did in India and Africa with sterilization.
Yeah, that's true. That's hard to...
Would you want to take us out, or would he want to make you to be dependent all the time on a booster?
Well, being dependent all the time.
Big money in that.
Oh, yeah, there would be, to be sure. Interesting. Rich, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts on that today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. By the way, folks, when's the last time that you heard Democrats blasting Democrats for arrogant and suicidal moves? Well, it's happening. Story of the Oregon Capitol Bureau by Gary Warner. This is in the Bend Bulletin, and I'll have it on the show plan today. Democrats blasting Democrats for arrogant and suicidal moves as 2022 redistricting starts. Now, Peter DeFazio and Kurt Schrader are blasting. You know, DeFazio says it's just inexplicable and arrogant. Kurt Schrader says, like shooting yourself in the head. Why? Because there is this bipartisan legislative committee. Only in the House, folks. Let me reassure you, DeFazio and Kurt Schrader, my old former colleague from the days I served in. Let me reassure you. You have nothing to worry about. Because the Oregon Senate doesn't have such a committee. They still control their redistricting committee, and they have to weigh in. And you have Governor Kate Brown, and since she's angling for a job, I believe, in the Biden administration, you don't need to worry. Because even if the plan benefited Republicans, which it won't, she would veto it. And then it goes, as the story says, to Shamia Fagan. You know, the communist who is our Secretary of State. And she is, folks. You don't have to worry about a thing. It's just political posturing. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. You got about a minute and a half before the bottom of the hour break. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering about those people in Canada with the permanent heart damage. And so since this is an experimental treatment officially, they don't have the ability to sue for damages.
They don't. And this is a law that was passed in 1984 by Congress, signed into law by Ronald Reagan, that gives protection for vaccines of all the pharmaceutical companies. And it establishes, you can actually sue, Kathy, but it has to be in what's called a special vaccine court. This is an actual court set up, federal government. All lawsuits go to the vaccine court. And out of that, we have paid somewhere close to $5 billion in claims of people that this special federal court with federal judges on it has ruled have been damaged by vaccines. That's how it works. You can still sue, but you can't sue the individual pharmaceutical manufacturers.
And they want to know why people are hesitant. I mean, it seems like we're like backed into a corner. You can't work at some places if you're not vaxxed.
That'll change, I believe, because I believe, Kathy, if you go to the break, I believe that there will be federal lawsuits that ultimately will be ruled on by the U.S. Supreme Court that will say you cannot require to continue. Back in a moment with attorney Chris Kaiser about the Oregon farm couple suing the Biden administration because they're excluded from a loan program because they're white. Don't go away.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome to Political Coffee. This is the show where we, in fact, talk about the political issues of the day with a goal of giving you the right thoughts and ideas to have meaningful conversations with the persuadables in your world, whoever that might be. The whole purpose of this radio show, because we change America and we change Oregon one person at a time. In a moment, we're going to chat with attorney Chris Kaiser, Pacific Legal Foundation, about this lawsuit filed by a farm couple here in Oregon against the Biden administration for a clearly discriminatory practice against them because they are white. First of all, I want to remind you, Pfeiffer Roofing, folks, has an opportunity for you to fix your asphalt roof that you know may be on its last legs. And it is with a product that you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. It's called RoofMax. If you go to their website, pfeifferroofing.com, and let me spell that, Pfeiffer is P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com, pfeifferroofing.com. Click on RoofMax, and you'll see a separate page comes up with a video about what RoofMax is. RoofMax is a soybean-based product that you spray on an asphalt shingle roof, and it permeates into the asphalt shingles, rejuvenates it, gives it more years of life, and has a five-year guarantee on it. Lots of great benefits. Most of all, it's a fraction, and I mean a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Why don't you give them a call if this interests you? Free estimates, call them at 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725. 25. Attorney Chris Kaiser joins us right now. Chris, good morning to you. Welcome. Thanks for joining us today. This is a very interesting lawsuit you guys have taken on at Pacific Legal. Why don't you talk about this couple and why you guys got into this lawsuit?
Yeah, sure. So we have filed several of these cases around the country challenging a portion of the COVID relief bill, Section 1005, which establishes loan forgiveness for socially disadvantaged farmers. And socially disadvantaged is simply defined as a matter of race to include all racial groups that the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, recognizes and exclude white farmers. So if you're white, you're categorically excluded from the loan forgiveness program. And if you're any other race, you can have essentially all of your loans that were from before January 1st, 2021, forgiven through this program.
So you've filed several lawsuits. Why so many lawsuits? I'm assuming if you file them around the country, they're going to be in different courts of appeals, and that may have some part of the strategy.
That is part of our strategy. We've got lawsuits ongoing in Florida, in Wisconsin, and in Texas. I may even be missing one, and then the Dunlap case in Oregon is the latest that we filed. In the Florida case, we actually did obtain a preliminary injunction, a nationwide preliminary injunction prohibiting the administration from actually distributing any loan forgiveness during the pendency of the case. It's been a little complicated now because there's a class action in Texas that is not our case that is threatening to perhaps act as sort of consolidating all the cases. But we're seeking to keep our cases alive. We were the first to get a preliminary injunction to stop the government from enforcing this, before a decision on the merits could be had.
So how did you come to work with the Dunlaps here?
Farmers, when we started filing these lawsuits, farmers from other states started contacting us, and they wanted to challenge this too. So I think that the Dunlaps were one of those two of those farmers who heard about our efforts, and they called us and they wanted to contact us, and we wanted a case in the Ninth Circuit. So it worked out really well. And they have a particularly compelling story. They both have separate jobs that they work, and they're not full-time farmers, and they're raising a toddler. And they have these loans that if they could get those forgiven, it would change their life. But they're ineligible simply because of their race.
That's just stunning. I mean, it just common sense would say that because of prior U.S. Supreme Court rulings and appellate court rulings, that this would be a policy that the lawyers for the Biden administration would say. And I served in the House of Representatives here in Oregon. You have lawyers that work for us. They would be saying to the Biden administration, this is highly unconstitutional. Why would they go ahead, Chris, with a policy that is so blatantly discriminatory?
Yeah, I can't speak for, obviously what the government lawyers told the administration. Of course, the administration didn't really have any option once it was, it was just part of this big bill. But at the same time, the current argument that they're making is that there's been decades of racial discrimination in loans by the USDA, which nobody disputes that their own discrimination, went on for years. Our response, and so they're entitled. Their argument is that they're entitled to remedy that discrimination through discriminatory loan forgiveness. However, it must be noted that there's been over $2.5 billion of compensation through class action settlements and consent decrees for past USDA discrimination against Black farmers, Native American farmers, Hispanic farmers, and female farmers, who women are actually considered socially disadvantaged under several other statutes in Title VII. And under this one, it doesn't matter. So even our even Catherine Dunlap, even though she's a woman and considered socially disadvantaged for certain farm for certain USDA purposes, is not for this statute. The current argument is that their past discrimination justifies the present discrimination. Our position is the past discrimination has already been remedied, and you can't continue to use that, for ongoing, for 10, 20, 50 years ongoing, to justify racial discrimination in the present.
Yeah, I can't. I just still can't fathom it. Folks, we're talking with attorney Chris Kaiser of the Pacific Legal Foundation. If you want to check out their website, go to pacificlegal.org, pacificlegal.org, and you can see a lot of their cases and the things that they're fighting for, property rights, free speech, all of that. So, Chris, so you filed a number of these lawsuits around the country, obviously not at all at the same time. So which ones are moving forward, and can you kind of give us an update on that then?
Yeah, so right now there's been the government's strategy right now is to move for a stay in all the cases that are not that Texas class action. Their position is that because there's now a class that includes every white farmer with qualifying farm loans in the country, that our cases should be stayed pending the disposition of that class action. We think that at least our Florida case, which has moved along further than the class action, we actually got a preliminary injunction before they did, and we've got a briefing or a discovery schedule for the merits. So we think that at least that Florida case should move ahead even with the class action. The Wisconsin case that we had has been stayed. So they're arguing, and the other cases have pending stay motions by the government. So the government's strategy at this point is basically to consolidate into that Texas class action, which is before Judge Reed O'Connor, who is well known for his rulings in favor of conservative plaintiffs. So I'm not sure if their strategy has anything to do with that, or if they just want, just one case instead of 12. But I believe we have 5 cases, but there are a total of 12. So they're all over the country. And every ruling so far has been against the government. There was a TRO, a temporary restraining order in Wisconsin, and then there was a preliminary injunction in our case in Florida, and a preliminary injunction in Tennessee, and another one in Texas. So they've lost at every step so far. So our goal right now is to keep the other cases alive. In case the government wins in the Fifth Circuit, we think that this issue should percolate through the courts so that, there could be a circuit split. And then, if the Supreme Court wants to take it up, then that would be a great opportunity for them.
So that was my next question, and I think you just answered it, because these are in these different circuits, and the government has to argue then with each of these lawsuits in front of the federal judges who are hearing them, that they should be stayed because of the Texas class action. So basically then are you guys appealing those decisions to stay then to those circuit courts?
We haven't decided whether to appeal the right now. It's just an administrative stay in Wisconsin. So pending.
Chris, thank you. I appreciate you joining us. PacificLegal.org, folks. This is very interesting. We will continue to have conversations with them as we move along and these cases move along. It's 6:48 in the morning. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Again, friends, if you want to learn more about what the Pacific Legal Foundation is doing, really for you, I mean, they're fighting for everyone. And in this case and all of these cases are just powerful reminders that we need to support groups like this. And you can go to their website, pacificlegal.org, and you can make a donation. I mean, even if it's a few bucks, folks, these people are fighting for the right causes, for liberty. It's still stunning. It just is. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. This is our last segment for today. By the way, friends, you know, CBD really does help me. I took some last night before I went to bed, and I slept really, really well. This is one of the things about CBD that I buy from a company that I trust based here in Salem. This is ProBioscience. They buy only Oregon-grown CBD, and I can tell you, as a former hemp grower who produced CBD and sold it to ProBioscience, I can tell you that because they use only Oregon-grown CBD, it is the highest quality you can find it. This is because Oregon's rules from the Oregon Department of Agriculture are the toughest in the nation. And I mean they are. They're stringent. That means you're not getting cheap Chinese isolate, which I have no idea what's in that, or cheap isolate from Mexico. You have no idea what is in that either. But you can be assured that if you're going to buy CBD, and there's a myriad of, because it's all natural, there's no drugs in it, can't make you high. Because of that, if you're going to use CBD, be assured that you're buying it from a company that is honest about what they're putting in it, number one, and they are. You can call them up and talk to Jen and her staff, because they're right here in Salem again. And you go to the website, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And during the month of July, if you are thinking about buying, you can buy online and you can use the discount code for the month of July, the word HOT, H-O-T. Been kind of hot, going to stay hot. HOT to get 15% off. Plus, they have a loyalty rewards program. You might ask them about that. You can save even more money. In fact, Freddie writes an email or text to me. He says, why are you a former hemp grower? Is the product not good? No, the product is fantastic, which is why I use it. Well, the reason I'm a former hemp grower is because of the cheap stuff coming in from China, the cheap stuff coming in from Mexico that has destroyed the market. You can't make any money at it as an American grower. Now, there are some people that are still doing it because they have special deals with providers, but it's tough to make a buck out there growing hemp right now. So that's why, Freddie, it's a fantastic product. And folks, if you want to buy a great product, if you want to try CBD, try it from ProBioscience. You can have the faith and the confidence you are getting the highest quality product there is. Pro-bioscience.com. You can also check them out. They have some retail outlets, the Tobacco Pouch here in Salem on Edgewater, or the two Liquivana vape shops, one in Silverton and one in Molalla. So a couple of things here that I think are worthy of talking about. There's another story. This is in the Oregon Watchdog. A Sisters Oregon McDonald's restaurant refused to serve a fire crew. They got turned away. I mean, they got turned away by this McDonald's after a 15-hour day of fighting fires. They had about a crew of about 22 people. They had just arrived. They fought the fire. Normally, they have a fire kitchen and you have fire camp and all of that. Well, that hadn't been set up yet. So they went into town. They were fighting a fire close by. They went into town about 9 o'clock at night. And they were told they couldn't be helped in the drive-thru because too many firefighters had already gone through with large orders. Then they went into the lobby, and they were turned away in the lobby also. Now, this is just inexplicable to me. Now, you got to remember, as you know, McDonald's restaurants are all franchisee-owned. There are very few company stores. So that means that a local owner owned this thing. So somebody was in the restaurant who watched this happen, who works at another restaurant in Sisters called Chops Bistro, called up the owner, Tracy Sionovich. They were closed. The restaurant staff member from Chops Bistro that witnessed this called up the restaurant owner and said, "Do you mind if I bring 10 people over to feed them tonight? We're closed." And she said, "Absolutely." So this restaurant, this is a reason for you. If you're driving through Sisters, I want you to stop at Chops Bistro. So you heard about this story that they opened up after they were closed. They provided them with steak dinner, folks. No kidding. After the McDonald's refused them service. You're driving through Sisters, stop at Chops Bistro and say, "Hey, I just want to do a little business with you guys because what the story I read about you serving these wildland firefighters that got turned away at the McDonald's." By the way, McDonald's provided a statement saying, "Of course, supporting first responders is the core to our or my organization's values." This would be from the local owner. "We're committed to serving our community and provided thousands of free meals to our firefighters and first responders battling our local wildfires for generations. We are disheartened to hear of this incident, which is not reflecting of the high expectations I set from my organization. We look forward to continuing to serve firefighters who are courageously working to battle the Oregon wildfires." So kudos to McDonald's, this franchisee, for saying that and for providing free of these meals to wildland firefighters. There's a disconnect somewhere. That's too bad. Anyway, kudos to Chops Bistro. Stop and see them, folks, and give them some of your money. That's the right thing to do. How cool is that? You close this restaurant, you open up, and you provide them with steak dinners. I just think that's awesome. That's a positive story, don't you think? It's the right thing to do. So I want to remind you, friends, the stories that you read about Democrats blasting the Democrats for this Oregon House redistricting committee that's equally made up of members, don't worry. Don't worry about it at all, folks, because the Senate doesn't have that arrangement. They're going to torpedo anything that might come out of it. And even if there was something that came out of it that hurt Democrats, Kate Brown is never going to sign that bill. And if she vetoes the bill, it goes to the communist Secretary of State, Shamia Fagan. Believe me, she then gets to redraw the lines. You Democrats have nothing to worry about. It's all political posturing by Kurt Schrader and Peter Osler. Ridiculous. All right, friends, thanks for joining us today. I hope you found something interesting in all of this today to share with other people that are persuadables in your world, because that's what it's about. Make it a great day today. Keep praying for this day. Keep fighting and believing. Talk to you tomorrow.